USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On this Veterans Day, President Trump pays tribute to veterans in New York City.
Our veterans risked everything for us. Now it is our duty to serve and protect them every single day of our lives. It is truly an honor to come back to New York City, right here at Madison Square Park, to be the first president ever to attend America's parade.
The president's comments come as many patriotic flag-waving Americans were attending the Veterans Day parade in New York City. It's a frigid Veterans Day across a good portion of the United States as an Arctic air mass is bringing snow and ice to areas from the Rocky Mountains all the way to northern New England.
It feels too early for snow. I've been here 6 years, I've never experienced winter coming so early.
That man speaking to WFLD in Chicago. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy plans and availability vary by state.
President Trump's decision to end the DACA program will go before the Supreme Court on Tuesday. It was 2017 when the White House announced they were ending the program. An actor-comedian is back in the spotlight. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a story.
Kevin Hart says he appreciates his life more after the car crash in September, which left him seriously injured. He made his first public appearance at the People's Choice Awards when he won for Comedy Act of 2019.
First and foremost, man, thank God because I definitely don't have to be here. Being that I am, it makes me appreciate life even more. It makes me appreciate the things that really matter. Family. I want to thank my wife, my kids.
Hart was a passenger in his own Dodge sports car when it ran off the road and crashed near Los Angeles last September. Hart went on to have major back surgery. He was hospitalized for almost 2 weeks.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A new survey of 2,000 Americans in which the vast majority were employed found that 41% would rather cover for a coworker than take the risk of getting sick. But when they're feeling under the weather, employees aren't so willing to stay home. When it comes to a bad cough, 69% feel that that's not a valid enough reason to stay home from work. The survey was conducted by One Poll. In entertainment news, USA Radio Network's Wendy King has a look at the top movies at the box office this weekend.
The World War II adventure Midway, starring Aaron Eckhart and Nick Jonas, is the number one movie. It brought in $17.5 million in receipts. Coming in at number two with $14.1 million is Dr. Sleep, directly followed by Playing with Fire at number three with $12.8 million. Last Christmas is at number four with $11.6 million. And dropping down to number five, Terminator Dark Fate with $10.8 million. Rounding out the top tier, Joker is dropping down to number six with $9.2 million. Maleficent Mistress of Evil at number seven with $8 million. Harriet, about Harriet Tubman, is at number eight with $7.2 million. Zombieland Double Tap is at number 9 with $4.3 million. And the remake of The Addams Family is at number 10 with $4.2 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.